disciples, but I got one Judas. At the same time, you might be a Judas, but you ain't got to die the way Judas did. You can actually get it right today. You might have some problems. You might have some hangups. You might be despising the Lord every day by doing something that we can't see you do. Even if you are, that's okay, because God, if he left you here, he gave you a chance to get it right. It's his grace and his mercy that we're here today. It's because of his mercy we're not consumed. This is his word. We are here today because of his mercy. It's renewed every day. So when you get up in the morning, you thank God. Yeah, I know I messed up yesterday. I know 2 days ago I did what I did and didn't nobody see me. But God, I ask you to forgive me. I confess my sins to you, God. I confess my problems. But you need to let the Lord know that you trust him and that you want to remain on the winning team. Can I get one amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your spirit, oh God. We thank you, God, for your way, oh God, even on today. We thank you for allowing us to be on your team, oh God. For it's your way or no way, oh God. Your way is perfect, oh God. And we're trying to come to you, oh God, because we need some help from you, oh God. Somebody needs deliverance. Somebody needs healing. Somebody needs a way made out of no way, oh God. Somebody needs a financial blessing, oh God. And I ask right now, God, that you touch right now, God. That you move right now, God. But Lord, most of all, if the soul isn't right, oh God, the spirit isn't right, I ask that you save them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, that those who have those hidden sin, that iniquity, oh God, I ask that you forgive them, oh God. And clean them up, oh God, with your spirit, oh God. And not let them feel like they're alone, oh God. But you give your spirit to let them know that you're always with them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. As we stand here, oh God, as one, oh God, we pray, oh God, for our leader, our pastor, oh God, that you'll touch his body, oh God, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, oh God. God, he means to praise you. He means to give you glory, oh God. He's living for you, and you have spared his life for a reason, oh God. He is a true leader and a man's man and a man of God, oh God. We thank you for him, oh God. And God, I ask that you touch him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Let the brethren stand tall with him, oh God. Stand behind him and uphold him, undergird him, oh God, in his time of need, oh God. We praise you, oh God, for this is your will, oh God. God, I pray for the children even on today, oh God. God, they're here today, oh God, but some of them are going to go back to school, oh God, to uncertain dangers that we don't know about, God. But I pray that you encamp your angels around them in the name of Jesus, that you'll keep your hand of protection over them, oh God. So in the women of God, that they'll let their light shine everywhere they go, God. They are the mouthpiece of the church, oh God. They tell you of your goodness, oh God. Those who have been hurting, oh God, heal right now, God. Deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you and we give you a name. Glory in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord out there. Praise the Lord out there in radio land. This is Johnson Lee and Luella coming to you one more time. on this first Saturday of September. God, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And we praying right now, Father, your name, Jesus, test everyone out there, Lord. Open up their understanding.
Yes,
so they may understand what the word is saying.
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Let them know we in critical time. We in the last time. We in the last days, Lord. Seems like we sometimes we in the last hour. With so much going on, with so much happening, Lord. Save the poor,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Give my mind to be saved.
Yes, Lord.
They got to have a mind to be saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
They can't come on their own. Yes, yes, yes. You said no man can come to the Father except the Spirit. Draw him. Draw him, Lord.
Amen.
There was in the home.
Thank you, Jesus.
I bind the demon, the witchcraft
yes,
demon,
sir.
The
yes,
homosexual demon, the lust spirit, the lying spirit, the cursing spirit, the good God of my bind everything, Lord. And I speak healing to your people. They're going
healing
through.
Healing in the name of Jesus.
Shout now. We speak healing.
Healing.
Deliverance. Shout out now.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Thank Amen. You, Lord. Lord, now, right now, my wife got a word this morning. So we're going to turn her loose, and we're going to say amen from none other than my holy sanctified wife, Evangelist Louis Adam Simpson.
Amen. I'll read Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, hallelujah. My subject, Holy Ghost in the house.
All right.
We got the house. Holy Ghost, you got to get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. Evidence speaking in tongues, walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy. Holy, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I love him. I love it.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help it, Lord. Help it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I appreciate him. Appreciate him. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Holy Ghost power in the house. We got to have the Holy Ghost to do anything. You got to have the Holy Ghost to walk right. You got to have the Holy Ghost to just hold it. You got to be holy every day of your life. Holy Ghost power in the house. You got to have it all. Hallelujah. Baptized in the name, filled with the Holy Ghost. Heaven didn't speak in tongue. Walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy. He's a holy God. There's no other way but being holy and sanctified. I love him. I love him. I love him. I appreciate him.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
He will go out there. I bind you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hello. Holy Ghost power in the house. We got to love the Lord with all our heart, our mind, and my soul. We got to tell people that they got to be baptized in Jesus' name. They got to dress holy, walk holy,
yes,
talk
Lord.
Holy, be holy. We got to be holy every day of our life. Go to bed holy. Get up holiday long. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost power in the house. You got to have the Holy Ghost do anything. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless him. I bless him. I bless him. In Jesus' name, my soul cry, hallelujah. I praise him, I praise him, I praise him for saving me. And I thank God for my who.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for saved, sanctified who. We love God, people, we crying out for the soul.
Yes,
we don't want to see nobody lost. We want to see everybody saved. Mm-hmm. Come on, live for Jesus. This a good life.
Yes,
I'm
Lord.
Happy, enjoying Jesus every day of my life.
Yes,
I ain't got nothing to be said or worried about. He
yes,
promised
Lord.
To take care, and he's doing that what he say. He'll supply all of your needs according
yes,
to the riches and glory. All we got to keep a mind on Jesus, he'll keep you in perfect peace. I love him, I love him, I love him.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost power in the house. Praise the Lord. Holy Ghost power in the house. Well, who is the house? We are the house. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the vessel of Jesus Christ, good God Almighty. That's why the Bible said, hallelujah, and first Thessalonians 4:4, hallelujah, that we should know how to possess our vessel in sanctification and honor. We are the house of that building, just a building. And when you walk into the building became a holy. It became a worship of God. But we, you and my, we are the Holy Ghost. We are the good God and I. We are the best. We are the house, your house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, my house. Thank you, Jesus. He dwells on the inside of us. He told the disciples, I'm with you now, but later on I'm going to be in you, and I'm going to walk in you, and I'm going to talk in you. You
Thank
shall
you,
be
Jesus.
My people. I'm your God.
Thank you,
good
Jesus.
God of mine. He told the disciples, oh, that's shut down now. Thank you, Jesus. In the 24th chapter of St. Luke, go and tarry. Good God of mine. Go tarry to Jerusalem. And you be endowed with power from on high. And they went, good God of mine. They went to Jerusalem, and they picked it up in the second chapter of Acts. That's why I encourage you. I admonish you people.
Preach that.
Read the book of Acts. Study the books of Acts. search out the book of Acts. That's where it all started at. That's where the Holy Ghost first fell, in the book of Acts. And a lot of y'all preachers, you skip all over the book of Acts. You're all in the Old Testament. Cut God in mind, nothing wrong with going over there to learn different history. But the salvation started in Acts 2, 38, in the book of Acts, when the Holy Ghost first fell. Acts the 10th chapter, when the Holy Ghost first fell on the Gentile at Cornelius' house. Good God in mind, while preachers were yet preaching, while Peter was yet preaching, the Holy Ghost fell upon each one of them, and they began to speak in tongues. Oh, Holy Ghost power in the house. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't go back with him. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not of his. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, can't nothing quicken your mind about it. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't have power over the devil. You ain't got power over the flesh. You ain't got power over these demons. You ain't got power over all these different spirits. I shot them. That's why you see people say they say walk the street half naked. All on the beach half naked. They ain't got nothing to keep you. Because he said, I dwell in you. Thank you, Jesus. And I abide in you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
That's
you,
why
Jesus.
You have to have the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost power. We need the
yes,
Holy
Lord.
Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. That's why Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Thank you, Jesus. And let me show a notice on you. If you haven't spoken in tongues, brother, if you haven't spoken in tongues, sister, you don't have the Holy Ghost. That's the only way you can get him. That's why I admonish you. I beg you. I plead with y'all. Open your Bible. Go into the book of Acts.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Pastor, open that Bible. Teach them about Acts. Go in the book of Acts. How the Holy Ghost first fell. How the Holy Ghost used the apostle to turn the world upside down. They call him ignorant and unlearned men. But then they say, we know you've been with God. They say you're ignorant and unlearned, but we know you've been with God. They call me ignorant. Shout out now. They say I can't talk good. I shout now. They say I study, but they know I've been with God.
Praise
it. Because I carry the power of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost make a difference. Thank you, Jesus. Only the anointing breaks the yoke. Thank you, Jesus. Shout out now. Eat cut now. It come over. Shout now. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power.
Amen.
In your house. That's your body now. He said, if you abide me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will. Thank you, Jesus. In my father's house is many mansions. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. Thank you, Jesus. When you got the Holy Ghost, certain things you won't do.
Amen.
When you got the Holy Ghost, certain things you won't say. When you got the Holy Ghost, certain things you're not going to put on your body. Thank you, Jesus. I was looking at some of the sisters on the Facebook, professing they save, all painted up. Then when it come to my mind, painted. Folks that paint the face is clowns. All that paint, all that stuff all on your face. And I was wondering, if you go to sweating and you wipe your face, most of that stuff going to come off. How you don't need all that junk to look pretty? If you need all that makeup to look pretty, you have a shot. You in trouble, girl, because you said he'll beautify the meat with
salvation.
Holy Ghost, call you to look good. Holy Ghost, let you shine. Holy Ghost, separate you from everybody. That's why the Bible says, I put my spirit in the one that will obey me. Holy Ghost, give you power. Jesus said, good God Almighty. And St. Luke 10 and 18 and 19, he said, behold, I give you power to thread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. When you got power, you got power over witchcraft. When you got power, you got power over lust, baby. When you got power over drinking and smoking and whole hopping and whole mugging and hypocrite. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Power in the house. You got to have it. And the most important thing, sister and brother, you need the Holy Ghost. You go back to heaven. For he said the same spirit that quickened Jesus Christ and raised him from the dead also quicken your mortal body. If you don't got the Holy Ghost, you can't go back. Shot tight now. I tell you, over in 1 Thessalonians, thank you, Jesus. Over in the 4th chapter, in 16, 17, 18 verses, y'all need to read it for yourself. He said, God going to send from heaven, have us with a shot, with the bars of a trumpet, good God Almighty, with the archangel and the dead in Christ going to rise first.